USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy. This is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House. Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Voters are calling for change in a city where crime continues to increase.
Marilyn Bosby, Baltimore soft-on-crime prosecutor, has been defeated in her bid for re-election as the city's state attorney in the Democrat Party primary. She was soundly beaten by former prosecutor Ivan Bates. During Mosby's 2 terms, homicides in Baltimore rose steadily between 2015 and 2021. This year's numbers are on track to surpass those of 2021, according to Baltimore Police Department data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
WWE is revealing millions of dollars in previously undisclosed payments made by former CEO and chairman Vince McMahon. The wrestling promotion company revealing more than $14 million was paid personally by McMahon, who announced his retirement last week while being investigated for claims of sexual misconduct. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues and illegal immigrants continue to cross into the United States in broad daylight, straining resources in El Paso, Texas, and other surrounding communities, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Mike Turner, talks to Fox News about what Border Patrol agents tell him they're seeing at the border.
It remains a significant national threat to our country. We saw evidence and spoke to the officers there about the unbelievable amount of criminal activity, drugs being smuggled, humans being smuggled.
A new study finds that people who exercise more live longer. Harvard researchers conducted an analysis of more than 100,000 individuals over a 30-year follow-up period. They found that adults who work out 2 to 4 times a week, which is a recommended amount of moderate or vigorous activity in a week, have a significantly reduced risk of death. Currently, the American Heart Association recommends adults get at least 150 minutes per week of moderate aerobic exercise, or 75 minutes a week of vigorous aerobic exercise, or a combination of both. There's still plenty of time to buy a ticket for a massive Mega Millions jackpot. The prize for Tuesday night's drawing stands at $810 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.